Hello and welcome to this episode of the Corporate Escapers TV show and podcast. I'm your host, Christine Ninnis, and I'm delighted because we're going to have so much fun with this interview. Beck, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm actually really excited because, most people know my story. I've had two divorces. So I think like talking to like somebody like you, it's going to be very interesting. So before I get carried away, I'm going to hand it over to you to introduce yourself to the audience.
Yeah, so hi everyone. I'm Beck Thompson. I am a dating and relationship coach and the founder of the Relationship Circle. So I mainly do one-on-one coaching with singles and with couples and have group coaching programs that run alongside of that, mainly for singles. Yeah, that's basically it.
I love it. I love it. Like honestly, I guess like I'm in that stage of my life. Like obviously gone through quite a fair bit of stuff, but I guess now everybody is so open to having coaches, and it really makes sense having a dating coach because I think we put on this persona of who we are, but when you want to attract your ideal, mate as such, you really got to get to the essence of who you are first and know really what you want.
Yeah, that's huge. Massively. You're spot on. 'Cause if you don't, right, you see it all the time. Like you put a mask on to pretend to be who you think they want you to be. And then you get it's only going to last a couple of months, and then the real you comes out, and then everyone's shocked, and it doesn't work anyway.
And what's like the some of the common things that you sort of see when you're working with your clients that they might come in and go, oh, I need a dating coach, but it's so much more than that.
Yeah, like for mainly when I work with single women, it's a lot of self-worth stuff. And you're right, like just owning who they are. And I think I work a little bit differently than other people because I'm not about like what you should be doing or the rules around what dating needs to be or how you need to act or dress on your first date. Like I just want to get to what you said, the essence of who you are and how do we make that shine, like through your dating profile, through your dates, through your conversations. Like, and that's really about self-worth because it's owning completely who you are.
And I find that, like, when I went on my own personal development journey, I started quite late, like it was, coming up to my 40s. But I'm finding now that amazing women are starting to really discover their self-worth or know that they deserve more earlier on, especially in their 20s and their 30s.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really cool. And that's also, I suppose, shining a light on behavior that's not okay, which is really cool. It's kind of this roundabout way of working, with it. People are not going to put up with it anymore. So you need to step up your game.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about like when, you're working with people and, you can start to see that there's just another layer that needs to be uncovered? Because I think there's so much of us, like we think, like I said before, like we go in, we think we need a coach for a particular thing, but something else is coming through. How are your clients reacting to that? Because I know what mine are like. They're like, no way, Christine. There's just no way that that's happening. Like, what do your clients say when you really start to uncover what the real essence what they need coaching with?
Yeah, I mean, this happened really recently. I had a client working with her for maybe like a couple of months, and she wasn't getting any dates. And I was like, what? Even I was racking my brain going, what is it? Like, what is missing? Because there's something going on here, because it's not her. She's wonderful, and like just an incredible woman. And what we discovered was that she was not having any boundaries in her life. Like, she was such a people pleaser. And I didn't know that. It was kind of hidden from me up until this point. So, like the way that I work is that I just work intuitively with people, and I just say what's I need to say because I just figure you might need to hear it. And whether you do the work around that or not is your choice, but I just feel like it needs to come out. So with her, I was like, I think what's happening is that you're so invisible to people because you're doing all this stuff, trying to please everyone else, but where are you in that piece? So I felt like it was even making her, this might sound so weird to people, but it was even making her invisible when she went out to the pub or like people wouldn't approach her because it's like she was not there, like energetically. I know that sounds so weird, but it wasn't until she started doing that. And I met with her yesterday And she had two men approach her. She hasn't had any men approach her in months. And it's because she started putting in boundaries at work and with her friends. And that looked like, no, like I can't go to that meeting. You know, I've got a lot of other work on, or like, I don't want to go to that event with my friends. Like, she didn't have to say yes to everything. So we started small, but her first, I said to her yesterday, when I first told you, your face was like this look of terror, like, no, oh no, I'm not doing that. Yeah. But then we just started small, I suppose. I just bring it back to where you're at. Like, what you're, whatever you're going to, I'd rather you do something than nothing. So if what I'm telling you, particularly if you're a people pleaser, I don't want you to say yes to me. I want you to say no to me and then do something different, you know? So I'll just meet you where you're at and go from there.
Well, as a, well, I say a recovering people pleaser, but literally, let's just face it. I don't think you can ever recover being a people pleaser. And I totally get boundaries, because it's very hard when you want to say yes to absolutely everything, because you really are generally just such a good person.
Yeah.
And you just want to be there for everybody. But and this is a hard lesson. Like, it's so funny we're having this conversation, because literally last week this is what my coach said to me. She goes, Christine, you have a gate, and once it's open, it's like a floodgate. You just allow everyone to run rampant. But you need to now have like these little mini gates in between to actually like to stop people going further and further. So I love that, because I think so many times in life, you know, we actually never put ourselves first. We never even put ourselves on our to-do list. We just allow everybody else to do it.
Yeah, massive. And huge for women, like huge.
Yeah. And what are some of the tips that you say to people, like, you know, as, you know, people pleaser, or they're listening to this and it just resonates that they're just not putting any boundaries in their life. So what are some of the things that like they could do now to be able to start implementing some boundaries into their life?
Yeah, I'd pick an area that isn't so scary for you. And for a lot of people that is work, because what happens when you have automatic relationships that you haven't put boundaries in for years, when you start doing it with friends or family, often the friends and family push back on that, because they're like, I don't like that. I liked you to say yes to everything and have done everything for me. So this is not okay for me when you do this. Yeah. So that, and if that's the your first entry into boundary, that can be a little bit scary, because when I want you to implement a boundary, I need you to keep that boundary. If you go back on that boundary, you're making the work harder for yourself. Mm-hmm. So just pick an area or a system in your life that is a bit easier for you. So if it's saying no to all the work meetings, or even like when you start dating, saying no to behavior that you're not okay with, because that's a new person. So you don't have a pre-existing relationship there. That's sometimes a little bit easier. And then I would just practice, because quite often what I see with my clients is when they start to put in those boundaries, they get a response that is positive, as opposed to this one that they thought they were going to get. They're like freaking out going, oh, everyone's going to be not okay with that. And then people are like, oh, that's cool, no worries. And they're like, oh, that was okay, that worked. So just try it. I mean, it's not always going to go perfectly, but the main thing is that you matter. And so even if someone pushes back against that, you've just got to have that mantra in your head. No, I'm important too. And I need to have space and time for me too. So if it means that I can't come to something, or that I don't like a certain behavior, like if you're dating someone and they're rude to the waitress, and you're like, that's such a sign that, you know, like I just believe that respect just goes, should be across all areas of your life. So if you're going to be rude to one person that you think doesn't matter, then, you know, you can either pull them up on that or say that you're not okay with that and see how they respond, because how they respond tells you everything about it.
Oh, absolutely. I think it was Oprah that said a quote that, you know, when somebody shows you the first time who they are, believe it.
Yeah, like it's best, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. And it's like, as a people pleaser though, like you just want the best out of somebody. Mm-hmm. But to actually see it like that first time when you're putting those boundaries in, I think is your sort of first little inkling that you get, and, you know, take notice of it. Yeah. I love the fact that you said that you work intuitively, because that's how I think as women, we forget that we are so intuitive, like, you know, trust your gut, you know, all those sorts of things as well. How does that relate to when it comes to dating?
Huge, like huge, because I work with women in the very first instance to go like, what is your list? What are you looking for? What are your values? What's important to you? However, if your gut says to you, if everything on your list gets ticked and your gut still says no, I need you to trust your gut. So teaching someone to trust their intuition as opposed to their mind or their anxiety is massive. And it's such a, like, that is such a clear indicator for you if your gut's going, it's not okay. And sometimes it's tricky, particularly if you've had a lot of anxiety. It's really tricky to know the difference of the two, and it takes time and practice to understand how that feels in your body. But once you know, what a shortcut. You know instantly, your gut knows instantly. And you know when you walk in a room if you're not okay. You know if you meet someone and you're not okay. So it's just about relearning to trust that intuition and that gut feeling, because it's huge.
Yeah, it's massive. I love that you said values, because I like, values are my jam. Like, I literally preach it. It's every single day, because I think that if you don't stand for anything, you're going to fall for everything. And so many of us don't have, we don't actually realize the importance of value.
It's so true. I reckon, like, I don't know statistically, but like maybe 80 or 90% of people, when I say to them, what are your values? They'll say, what? What a value. Like, they just have no idea. I'm sure they do when we dig a bit deeper. Oh yeah, of course I value respect and loyalty and trust and whatever. But people don't take the time to write that down and to figure it out. And then when you have a values clash, like I said, that in couples I work with, like a big values clash, you're like, if only you took the time when you were single to figure out what your values were, because you would have known that they wouldn't have aligned. And maybe like 5 years down the track, that's not going to work.
Absolutely. Because I feel like so many of us that, you know, regardless of whether it's about dating or anything like that, but, you know, taking job opportunities, it's, you know, where you're, like, your friendships, all those different things should actually be in alignment with your values.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all the same. Like, it's honestly, when I work with someone and they're like going for a new job, I'm like, I'm telling you to do the same process as we did in dating. Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I feel is that, you know, obviously there's a big push, you know, to online dating and all of that. But how good is it for, you know, do you recommend for people just to go out there and just, like, go to a pub or to go to a social gathering? And like you said, if you really have got those good boundaries, you know, your values, like, you can start to attract somebody organically, I guess.
Absolutely. And this is where your gut comes in, because if your gut says to you, I don't like online dating, and you, it's definitely not the only way to meet someone. And I feel like more and more and more people are moving away from that, because they're just, particularly after COVID, right? Everyone's over being online all the time. They want interactions with humans. So even if you're using online dating, get off the app as quick as you can to meet the actual human. But yeah, if it's saying it's not for you, you're wasting your time. Like, get off the apps and go do, like, go volunteer somewhere, go do an event where you have something in common. Like, I don't know, if you like photography, go do a photography class with people, or go to a pub, go out, tell all your friends you're looking for someone. Like, there's lots of speed dating events and table for six, I think it's called, dating events. So there's lots of other face-to-face dating events out there as well. And sometimes it's just about, but actually always, it's just about, like, being open to the idea that it can happen anywhere, like anywhere. The client I'm talking about yesterday, she ran into the guy, he's absolutely not for her, but the guy that she ran into was at the tire shop when she was getting her tire changed, and he started a conversation with her. Like, I've had a client say that she met her partner on the way home from a night out at a service station, and they've been together for ages, you know, they've bumped into each other, we're getting a late night snack, and off they went. So it's not about where you find them, it's about you believing that it's possible.
Oh, I love that so much, because our belief systems play such a huge role in absolutely everything. And, you know, you've talked about values, you've talked about, you know, boundaries, but limiting beliefs, which I believe that every single person has, regardless of how successful you are, you know, it does limit you on how you're going to put yourself out there, who you're going to attract. And it's not just a partner, it's clients, it's friends, but also too, it's that energy that you're putting out there as well.
Yeah, massively. Because if you have that, like closed energy, like, don't come near me, people won't come near you, right? They're just not going to. But if you're like, hey, I'm open, I want to talk, you hear the people say all the time, I get asked, you know, what the time is or where the directions are. Like, those people are open to people asking them those things. Like, it's very true. And your beliefs do play a massive role in stuff, like, massive. That's so much of the work that I do, because that's, you know, underneath everything. It's not, it's not really like, I don't really care what your dating app profile looks like. Like, sure, I'll help you with it. But the real, like, goodness is what's underneath there. Like, what do you believe that you're worthy of? What do you believe can happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think a lot of the times, especially with women that I'm finding, is that we have this idea, and a lot of it's come from social media. And I always say to people that we've got too many filters. Like, let's be real. Like, you know, life happens, things happen, good, bad, everything in between. But if you can ask yourself the question, is that a true belief or is it still a story?
So true. I think I said the other day to someone, like, is, and I think I got this from Jay Shetty's book, but is it true for me? Like, to know if the belief is yours, yes, as opposed
think
to,
like a
have
monk?
You taken on some, have you taken on someone else's belief? Like, I was like, it's so good.
Yeah, because we do, you know, we grow up, you know, with stories, and let's face it, like, we've all read a fairy tale in our life, and you get something that will cling to you with it. But every minute, every second, I always say, of the day, you're changing as a person, because it could be based on experience, it could be conversations, you know, just a life event that happened. You're not actually ever the same person as what you were yesterday.
Absolutely.
And how does that work with people when they're dating, and, you know, they go on dates and then they start to realize, okay, well, I thought that this was the person that I wanted, but now, after, you know, meeting multiple different people, that you realize that, no, I really, after these qualities, it's not just all about the looks, but it's the qualities, it's the, you know, the vision they may have for their life, or, you know, the experiences they want to have as well.
Yeah, I mean, I always say to people when they're first starting to date, like, let's just, that this is just an experiment. Just see how it goes. You've got your list about what you think you want. Now go and try it out, right? And see how it goes. And there's no pressure. Like, it's absolutely no pressure to, like, the first person you go on a date with that you're going to marry or anything like that. You know, it's just like, oh yeah, okay, this is helping me refine what I thought I wanted. And what can I add? What can I subtract from the list? What can I, like, how can I make it more mine? And, you know, what deal breakers do I have that I didn't think I had before? Like, and I'm cannot tell you the amount of people, and this has happened to me with work. So, but the amount of people that, like, write their list around what they want, and then they meet someone, they're like, oh, it ticks every box, and they go back to the list and, like, oh man, I forgot to write that, like, I wanted children and this person doesn't want kids. And I'm like, oh, that's a deal breaker.
That's
like that needs to be on there.
Yeah.
So just use that as, like, a experiment, a refining moment to just and change it all the time. Of course, it's a living document. Like you said, you change constantly, so what you want changes constantly, and that's a good thing. Like, it's a really good thing.
Yeah, I love that. And the fact is, like, I did my vision board a few years ago, and, you know, I was writing down who could be my dream partner and all of that. And I wrote all these things down, and she goes, you've forgotten one personal thing, Christine. And it's like, you want someone who's got good personal hygiene. You want someone who, you know, takes care of themselves. Like, it's, we think of the bigger things, not just the little things that are going to be the day to day moments that are going to probably trigger you a little bit.
Totally. And, you know, it's like, it's okay to have whatever you want on that list, because it's your list. Like, often have people say to me, I want someone who's university educated, and people, and then that, well, but is that a snobby of me? And I'm like, not really. Like, if it's about, like, why do you want that? Like, is it about the intellectual conversations? Not that you can't have that without a uni degree. Of course you can. But, like, underneath that, what is it that you're wanting? Like, maybe it's not the university degree, but it's that you're wanting to have really intelligent conversations with someone and not surface level stuff. Cool. So maybe that's what you write on your list. Like, it's okay to have whatever you want. If height is a thing for you, put height down. Like, I don't really care, as long as it's for you. Like, as long as the list is for you, not what you think you should have on that list.
Yeah, I love it. And what's it like when people work with you? So, sort of, like, give people, like, an experience of what it's like when they come to work with you.
Yeah, I think it's fun. It's fun for me, certainly. It's real. It's raw. It's we get pretty deep pretty quickly. And I don't know, I feel like, and I'm just going to own it, I feel like I've got a way of, like, seeing people where they're at and how I can get them to where they are. So always when I first meet with someone and they tell me say like their whole relationship past, then I have this map in my head. So this is the way my brain works, I suppose, of where we're going to go in our work. And you don't need to know that because that's too much information to hold. But, you know, like it's like this is where I can see us going and I know how we can get there. And at the end, if your goal is to meet a partner, that is my goal, to get you there where you've met someone that you can fall in love with. And I've seen it happen so many times. I have the proof of that. Like, I know it's possible. So if you can't believe it, then I'll hold the belief for you. Like, I've got the belief for you that it's going to happen. And, you know, it's just sometimes I had a client yesterday say to me, you know, when you first said to me that this was going to happen, I did not believe you. Like, there's no way that I was believing this was possible for me. And I was like, of course, like, it's so foreign to you. You've believed that it's not going to happen for so long. So me coming into your life doesn't mean, oh yeah, of course I believe it. But I'll hold that belief because I've seen it. I've got the evidence over and over and over again. And, you know, this woman is no different to this woman. Like, yes, you're individual, but there's no reason why you can't have that happen for you. So I think it's fun. I think it's honest. I think it's deep. I think stuff happens quickly because I don't fluff around. You know, we get straight to doing the action and yeah, that can either be enjoyable for you or it can be really painful. I don't mind. You choose.
I love it. I love it. Well, I think it's so necessary. And as I said, I think that so many women are starting to realize now that it's not just about the dating, it's about everything else and making you the best version of yourself to attract the right person to enjoy life with. So I think what you're doing is absolutely amazing. We're going to pop all the details of how you can reach out to Bec below. Make sure that you do that. Before we go back, I've got 5 quick random questions for you.
Have fun.
Do you prefer the beach or do you prefer the country?
Beach.
Amazing, my type of girl. Do you prefer to curl up in bed and watch a movie or read a book?
Oh, gosh, both. I think my brain says read a book, but I often watch a movie more.
Yeah. Sometimes I have the TV on while I'm reading a book. So, it's crazy. So would you prefer to travel by air or by boat?
Air.
Yeah. And would you prefer coffee or tea in the morning?
Coffee.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one last thing is who could you, anyone from the past or the present, to sit down and have a coffee with?
Well, you know who first just came to my head then was Marilyn Monroe. I have no idea why. I do love her. But that would be really cool. Her and Gwen Stefani. I love Gwen Stefani.
I'm a huge fan. Like, her and Blake's love affair is just like, oh my God. Yeah. Couple goals for me. But yeah, I love it. Thank you so much for being here. It has been such a blast and I really love it. And like I said to everyone, like, please do, you know, if you're thinking of, you know, dating, reach out to Bec, you know, have a conversation with her. I truly believe that everybody has work that they need to do on themselves. So it's definitely worth it. Speaking from somebody who's been doing it for the last 10 years. So,
all right, thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you for being here. Thank you to everyone who has joined into this episode. Remember to live life to the fullest and to follow your dreams. Love and light to you all.